Heading out for a jog this weekend? Well, spare a thought for Nick Ashall, because by the time you roll out of bed, he'll probably have been running for 24 hours straight. Why? Well, the Vic University marketing professor and ultra-marathon runner is raising money for the Asthma and Respiratory Foundation as part of Breathe Better September. Pretty impressive for a man severely injured in a hit and run in the US 4 years ago. He rolled out at 9 this morning, running a 6K loop, and won't finish up until 9 a.m. tomorrow. Now, we caught up with Nick during one of his precious food stops.
Broccoli and stew, and I'm just downing rather quickly a shake as well. So, it looks fantastic, and it will be in a couple of minutes.
So how are you feeling? I mean, you've been going for, wow, several hours already.
I've been started at 9 and had a quick break at 12, and I think I've just turned about 55, 56K, something like that. I'm on target with what I wanted to achieve at this stage, so that's really good.
And so what sort of pace are you setting yourself?
Well, started off at around 9K an hour. It has slowed this afternoon. It's quite a warm day here in Wellington, so probably slowed down to about 8.5. And the wind's picked up a little bit, but it's dry and it's beautiful. Wellington's really put it on for me, so I'm very grateful.
So going at that kind of pace, you're going to, clear a couple of hundred Ks?
I'd like to, if I can. Well, I know it's going to slow down probably around midnight, that midnight sort of 4 or 5 a.m. Stage, it will slow me down. But if I can hit around 180, I'd be very pleased with the stops that I have scheduled within the 24-hour period. That would be a real achievement. But let's hope the body is able to do it.
You are running through the dead of the night, obviously. You got any buddies who are going to be keeping you company?
I do. I've got people. My daughter's on her bike following me, which is awesome. The last hour and a half, or the next couple of hours, I've got a couple of other runners joining around 7:30. And I've got another runner who's the sponsorship manager from the Respiratory and Asthma Foundation, who's joining me at 3 o'clock to do the last 6 hours. So yeah, I've had plenty of people, and I had one great guy around Oriental Parade, probably in his mid-70s, said me on the radio a couple of days ago and joined me for a UK, and that was really special.
So everybody's going to wonder, why are you putting yourself through this?
Well, I think it's a great idea, and all of the other people who are part of the Better Breathe September campaign through the Asthma Foundation. There are many people that are raising money for an extremely good cause, given the high rates of asthma among adults and children here in New Zealand. A staggering 700,000 people live with asthma, so it's a great initiative, and hopefully I can make a contribution every year.
It's pretty amazing for a guy who wasn't necessarily expected to walk again after suffering, you know, significant injuries in a hit and run. Mm. Here you are.
Well, it's amazing. It's amazing what strong titanium does in your body. So, it has been a long journey. There's been some great times and some really dark times for that. But the human body is an incredible thing. And I've learned a lot about resilience. So, I just one foot in front of the other. And if you do that, you'll keep on going.
Yeah, well, I know you love running and you obviously are resilient. But at what point do you reckon you're going to arrive at the House of Pain in this?
House of Pain, probably around midnight. But then there's some wonderful bars along Courtney Place I could stop into. I'm only joking. But, yeah, probably around 11, 12, something like that.
And where do you go to in your head when you hit that wall?
Yeah, that's a good question. Do you know, I go into a big void, and I lose total awareness of what is going on around me. And it's a really, really lovely space to be in. That's where I go.
Hey, just one other thing. Did you cut your toenails before you headed off this morning?
A couple of days ago I did, but on runs like this I'll probably lose maybe two or three. I'll let you know in a few days.
And that is Marathon Man Nick Ashall.